With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House says the first round of nuclear talks with Iran were, quote, very positive and constructive. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During talks this weekend, U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister briefly spoke face-to-face, the first time the two nations have done that since the Obama administration. The White House described the discussions as very positive and constructive and said the sides agreed to meet again next Saturday. President Trump has threatened military action against Iran if a nuclear deal is not reached. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The Texas Senate has approved a proposal to establish a Homeland Security Division within the state's Department of Public Safety.
This created division would focus on immigration enforcement, organized crime, and protecting the state's infrastructure. If passed into law, Senate Bill 36 would make Texas immigration enforcement efforts a permanent part of the state's criminal justice system. The bill now goes before the House. Bill sponsor Tan Parker says the intent is to centralize the Department of Public Safety's functions into one division that could help streamline intelligence. John Scott reporting.
The Wyoming Supreme Court will hear arguments on state abortion bans that a lower court has struck down as unconstitutional. But even if the state high court agrees with those rulings, abortion in Wyoming may remain largely unresolved. Two new state laws make getting an abortion more difficult. One requires Wyoming's only abortion clinic to be licensed as a surgical center. Christians all around the world, all 2.4 billion of them, celebrating Palm Sunday today and the beginning of Holy Week, which features Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and of course, one week from today, Easter Sunday. It's the most important and busiest week on the Christian calendar. This is SRN News. Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is becoming a big deal. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. Seven states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan ones. Meanwhile, nine states task governors with appointing justices, two use legislative appointments. Four have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process that often involves nonpartisan nominating commissions. Supreme Court elections now attract a lot of outside money, too. Some Democratic-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Those programs, which promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with the DEI rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont. The mayor of Chicago says he'll sue if funding is cut. This is SRN News. An outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease in Hungary and Slovakia.
Authorities in Hungary are working to contain an outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease in herds of cattle that caught locals by surprise. Farms in neighboring Slovakia tested positive for the highly transmissible virus 2 weeks later, followed by several more farms infected in both countries. Thursday, the chief of staff for Hungary's prime minister said that they were looking into possible causes, including the possibility that the disease was artificially introduced. It's the first outbreak of the disease in either country in more than half a century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Today is Sunday, April the 13th. It's the 103rd day of 2025. The moon is waning. Morning stars are Mars, Mercury, Saturn, and Venus. On this date in history, 1742, George Friedrich Handel's Messiah had its world premiere. This is SRN News.